That's right, fam. It's Friday night, and do you know where the fuck your gains are? That's right. Do you know where your gains are? Hopefully, you're listening to this, and it's popping up in your alerts that you have a brand new ear-fucking in your podcast inbox. And you're listening to this because Friday night, you might have a lot of people blowing up your phone. I know some of you aren't seeing a lot of friends anyway, but now is a time when if you work Monday through Friday, your schedule shifts and people change everything and all of a sudden priorities shift. And just because, you know, the prefix of today's day is fry, people think they should just stuff fried food in their face. Or Saturday is sat, so you sit on your fucking ass. And Sunday is, I don't know, maybe get some sun and vitamin D, which is good. So Sunday is a good thing. Anyway, point being, it's weird how all of a sudden the marketing of the week, it's like the days are marketing. It's marketing. You hear Friday and you think different things. Saturday, you think different things. Sunday, it's so weird. The sun rose and set today like it will tomorrow and the next day. So the question is, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing now? What did you do today? What do you need to accomplish now? Seven pillars. What do you need to do right now? If you didn't train, train. If you need to eat your food, eat your fucking food. If you need to meditate, meditate. If you need to do it, right? Do it. Don't succumb to the marketing of the week. It's just another day, just another opportunity. The same thing, the same thing. And yeah, it's not romantic. Yeah, it's not flashy. Yeah, it's the same thing. But guess what? That's what gets results. If you keep on fucking hitting the nail, it's going to go in. You have to do the same shit to build muscle. You have to do reps. You have to be consistent. You have to be relentless. You have to adapt. That's why any business is successful. The person running the business keeps on fucking going and adapting to the situation. A lot of businesses, for example, this year went under. A lot of businesses thrived and a lot of businesses pivoted and survived. And some days you're going to give it your best effort and the outcome might be average. You might just keep your head above water. You might barely you get a decent workout in, you eat well, but you know, you did a little mobility, you kind of had a funky workout. You know, you're doing your seven pillars, but the outcome isn't ideal. You're not like, wow, I had the best workout of my life. Wow, everything was perfect. I feel great. That's how it goes. You're not always going to look back and think it was the best ever. But did you give it your best? Did you put the effort in? Did you dot your I's and cross your T's to the best of your ability? And this idea that the outcome's always going to be amazing, that you're automatically going to win, that you're automatically going to get first place just because you tried. Oh, I lost weight and I failed and I did this nutrition plan or this diet. Of course, it's one thing. It's one thing. You're not guaranteed success with anything that you do. That's why you have to never give up and keep on doing everything and anything in order to get results. There's this idea that you're just fucking guaranteed success because you had an idea that you want to lose weight. Oh, I should lose weight, but I failed. Yeah, because you probably did it completely wrong and you didn't put effort in and you quit. What do you expect to happen? So in other words, today, no matter what you're doing today, what your thoughts are today, even if you did everything you need to do, let's say you're listening to this and you already got all your seven pillars on the Friday, or you're listening to this on Saturday, it doesn't matter what day it is. Don't succumb to the marketing of the week. Don't succumb to the holiday bullshit, the New Year's bullshit. It's all marketing. It's all words. It's all things to incite an emotional reaction. But you have to use that for your advantage. You have to use that for your advantage. Focus your emotions. Focus that into a point, just like you're focusing the sun through a magnifying glass to, you know, start a fire. Focus that emotion. Generate that discipline, habits. Fucking go do it, fam. Go get it.